Yep, recording.
Cool, I'm recording as well. I reckon, honestly, if you could strain tea through my pop filter, and you would get a virus.
But it wouldn't be coronavirus.
No, just a virus, like one of the other ones.
Weird cocktail of all the goblin things, all the lampposts and windows that you lick.
You gotta feel it out. You gotta feel the world out with your tongue. One lamppost at a time.
Is that what you do if you were blind? Instead of like using your hands and speaking in Braille, you just lick things.
Sorry. So speaking in Braille.
Did I say that?
And speaking in Braille.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, I'm then just going dot dot dash dash dot. Right. You ready?
Yeah, man.
Hello, team. What's up? How is it going? Welcome to officially...
Unofficially!
The last safe place on Earth as the world slowly succumbs to the coronavirus. My name is Stumpy.
My name is Cole, and I'm sad.
We are your bastions of news and truth. Stay indoors. This safe zone is sponsored by Gamers Ready, a place where you can learn how to administer first aid.
That's not true.
Perform CPR.
That's still not true.
And how to flip reset like a pro.
That's not true. Wait, actually, that one is.
You can do that. So if you want to learn how to flip reset like a pro, but not how to survive coronavirus, head to www.gamersready.com. That is GamersRDY.com to become a better person.
Among all this uncertainty, I'm glad that Gamers Ready are there to remain a pillar of truth and consistency, because that will always be the case. Even if we do end up in a post-apocalyptic world, Gamers Ready, that's GamersRDY.com, they will still tell you how to flip reset like a pro. So fair play to them, staying consistent.
Yeah, cheers, lads. Okay, Cole. Holy fuck, a lot has happened. So this last week has been mental. Not just in Rocket League. Literally in the world. What's going on?
I'd love to come out here and say, look, guys, everywhere's talking about coronavirus, so we're not going to. But we literally can't.
We can't.
Every single thread of talking point that we have about anything, and when I say we, I mean you and me as humans that watch sports, that watch esports, that look at the news, that keep up with current
Browse
events.
Browse Reddit.
All of it is being totally draped in the fucking coronavirus. It's everywhere. So if you guys are hoping that this is going to be your little island away from all that, you know, depressing sea, we can't offer you that.
Sorry.
Sadly.
But we will be bringing a new stance to it, because we're going to be talking about, obviously, the fact that Worlds has been cancelled. We're going to be talking also about happy things like the European Invitational, the fact that that's going really well. And then looking at just a couple of like highlight things from some of the big matches of the doubleheader weekend that has just happened in the RLCS. But first, I really think we need to just go big and just literally talk about the fact that Worlds has been cancelled.
Okay.
It's gone. Worlds is gone. So
is this the first podcast we've done since then? Fucking hell, I didn't realise that. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Because this is a little bit later than usual. So we're recording this on a Thursday. It'll be out the same day, hopefully. If you're not listening to this on the 12th of March, hi, how you doing? How's coronavirus done?
If you are still alive.
It's on the up at the moment. It's like our YouTube viewership. Like, those two things are directly coinciding. Our YouTube watch minutes and coronavirus cases.
Our Twitch subs and death counts from coronavirus.
Fuck, going well. That's annoying.
Yeah.
It means that more people are indoors, though. And more people are indoors, okay, so they can watch more Twitch streams. And also, more people don't want to go outside, so they'll be getting Amazon Prime. Therefore, there's more Twitch Primes in the world. Therefore, there's more subbing to us. Therefore, we make more money and we can buy more toilet paper.
I've got to say, the thought has crossed my mind that with everyone at home, not going to work, world at a standstill for 2 weeks, Twitch streamers such as you and me... Mm-hmm. are going to do quite well. And every time that thought comes into my mind, I've pushed it away. I've said, go away, thought. Be
Bad
gone,
thought.
Exactly. Horrible thought. I don't want to think that. But it has crossed my mind. I feel guilty to say.
It's mad, isn't it? So,
yeah, it is.
Between last week and this week, Worlds, if you somehow didn't know, Worlds has been cancelled. So this was announced on the 5th of March. And the live event in Dallas, that is now donezo, that is gone. And Season 9 will be finishing and completing at regional playoffs for every region or their equivalent to. Because I think OCE and SAM are slightly different. To go along with that, It's not like Sonic's just said, well, we're going to bank this million. We're just going to keep that for next season, make that 1.5, whatever. Yeah. instead, they're shifting money into the prize pools for regionals. So now, first place in EU and NA both get $70,000 as opposed to the previous $18,000. Like, they've gone up from 18,000 to 70,000 for winning regionals, which is fantastic.
Huge
second
jump.
Place has gone from 13,000 to $40,000. And they're tied for third place, so third and fourth. They are now 6,000 to 16,500.
So Psyonix announced this 1 week ago today as we record it. And at the time, it was an early announcement. Not everything had been delayed and said it wouldn't be happening at the time that Psyonix said that. So I think that history is on Psyonix's side with whether they made a good or a bad decision. They were early out the gates.
Which I
saying,
love.
Look, guys, we know it's hugely disappointing. There are some people in the Dallas area, somebody in our community, Rainbow Noms, this is going to be his first RLCS, and I'm sure there's many people out there like him. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to go to it, and people were upset. They were angry, not at Psyonix, I feel. They were angry at the situation.
Which is completely fair. That's a fair anger to have, yeah.
Totally. But I think we have to say fair play to Psyonix. They've been early out the gate. They've communicated this fantastically.
Yes.
I've never felt like I'm unsure what's happening with Rocket League Esports. The only question mark we have are about the Olympics, which I'm pretty sure are nailed on to not happen now. So, like, yeah, we should start off by saying well done to them and all the team for just communicating with you and me as end users and also the teams, the players, all of that, which is so important.
Yeah, it seems like also, I want to, like, put out some props to fans that I've seen on Twitter and on Reddit, where we said about the anger that is out there, which is utterly justifiable anger and annoyance, but I've seen very little realistically pointed towards Psyonix. People have done a really good job of making sure that their anger is pointed basically at the inanimate object of this virus and the fact that this is happening and it just happens to be at the same time. So people seem to have their heads screwed on in that regard. There was a big blog post that was made, which is where we got those figures from. And they and Psyonix have said, quote, "We are working on a plan to bring you live online regional tournaments, brackets NA, EU, SAM, and OCE, in the coming months." Now,
brilliant.
To me, that suggests that they're going to do more weeklies or like more things like we're going to get onto the European Invitational, where you've got a decent sized prize pool sponsored by Psyonix with RLCS, RLRS teams. Because they also said later on, with the high flying powered octane games that you are used to, sort of saying that this won't just be some like sort of community cups with random teams. This will be RLCS tournament caliber competitions. I think that is brilliant.
It may well work out that long term, in 3-4 years to come, this could be the best thing that's ever happened to RL Esports. It made Psyonix take a step back, check their egos at the door, and say, look, we are going to lose some control over this, but still, we want our baby to survive. How can we do that? Ah, I know. All those third-party TOs that we've not really been embracing all these years, maybe we could start to get a little bit of a friendship going on with those guys, which is massive. I know we're not getting onto the European Invitational just yet, so I'll ask you, how are you feeling as a fan of Rocket League? The fact that there is, because to me, the worst thing of all is that we're not going to get a world champion this year. Stopping the LAN, I sort of saw coming, and it was disappointing for the people that were going, but I still thought that everyone would be able to gather around and watch the grand finals, maybe fly the players out. This is like a week ago when we didn't know how bad it was. Maybe fly the players out, have them in a room competing against each other. I think the fact that we're not even getting that is, that to me is the thing that probably hurts the most.
I think the thing to me is it feels weird. Like, it's just weird. Like, this isn't like, I've not had to deal with this situation before where we have an entire RLCS season and that's it. Like, you then have, oh, we have 3 or 4 weeks and then we've got a LAN. Oh my God, what's going to happen? How's the crowd going to be? Are we theoretically going to be able to fly out there? Are we going to be contacted by somebody to get us out there? Are we going to have fans who are there who are going to do some cool content when they're like around with players? And there's going to be none of that. And I think it just sort of seems like a really weird first step on the road of cancellations that we have ended up seeing, because you said about the Olympics as well with the Intel World Open. And one of the questions is, did Psyonix put too much faith in the Olympics going ahead? Because, or not even just the Olympics, the Intel World Open, I should say. Because if it gets cancelled, and the Olympics also gets cancelled, it will be the first time since World War II that they've not had an Olympics. And it's like, it's such a huge monumental event that we could look back, like we're going to say during this podcast a lot of, we can look back on this moment and is it a cornerstone or whatever, but it really could be a point where we're like, do you remember in 2020 where there just wasn't an Olympics, lol?
Well, think of it, if this had happened last year, there would have been no Olympics even on the horizon. That would have been part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's no World Cup in 2019. There's no European Football Championships in 2019.
Euros, I've just thought, as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, yeah, the Euros probably aren't going to happen. So 2020 is a really bad year for this to happen for so many reasons, because it happens to be that multiple of four. You know, these things come in fours?
Yeah.
2020 is one of those fours. It's also a leap year, so I don't know if anyone's got some sort of, like, if they're scared of black cats and walking under ladders and that sort of thing. Maybe leap years are bad luck, so maybe that's the issue here. What are people fearful of leap years?
Oh, leap years bad luck. Leap year superstitions. I'm on a website. There's a
what do people
person
say?
Jumping topless. That's weird.
A female? Is that a woman? Is that a woman?
No,
is that boobs?
Calm down, it's a bloke.
Oh. Does he have boobs? Does he have boobs?
No, I can't see his boobs.
Oh.
It looks like... weird. So, okay, there's one superstition that seems to be to do with it. On this day, so a leap year, so on the February 29th...
On the 29th, yep.
Women can take advantage of this anomaly and propose to the man they wish to marry.
I've heard that one, yeah.
In Scotland, however... they've thrown a wrench in the works. To ensure success, they should also wear a red petticoat under their dress and make sure that it is partly visible to the man whence they propose.
I bet there's some weird history of that. Like, it represents the blood of losing one's virginity or some horrible, nasty...
stained bedsheets.
Like, exactly. The white wedding dress is because you're a big old virge, isn't it? That's why you wear that, traditionally.
There's some virgin in, like, the 1300s going, right there, Lucy, you're getting married tomorrow. Now, I hope you're a virgin because I got your big white dress.
Yes, sir. My hymen is all, it's all intact, sir. It's like the top of a party popper.
Why is she calling the vicar sir?
I don't know. She's a respectful young woman. Leave Lucy alone.
Sorry, Lucy.
Thank you.
Temporarily, Lucy.
Yeah, there's a lot of dramas happening around esports in general with the coronavirus. Now, the first big event that we saw that was quote-unquote cancelled, it wasn't really cancelled, it was a closed-door event, was IEM Katowice, where it was CSGO event, and it was literally the night before they were told at like 8 p.m, hey, yeah, no, you can't do it. It was in Poland, and they can't have any mass gatherings over 1,000 people, just as a general rule in that entire, like, county or whatever it was. That's now been a rule that's been spread basically in many countries, same as in Italy. Cole, I know that yesterday we were chatting when we were on the Shet... On the Shet? On the Shet of our literal actual TV show.
Oh,
the Daily Download. And you said about Italy, with it all being in complete quarantine... And people were, like, staying indoors, and there was saying, hey, don't go outside, don't get food, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I thought that wasn't true. Turns out it was. I was misinformed there.
It's got worse in the last 24 hours, where people in Italy, they've shut down everything except for supermarkets and hospitals. And I think that's literally pretty much it. And then maybe public transport too, but they'll probably limit it, saying, are you sure you need to go on a bus? Do you really need to go to Forbidden Planet and play with your fucking dolls? Come on, take a day off.
El Forbidden Planet.
Cooks here, Jesus Christ.
El Warhammer.
But yeah, it's getting worse in Italy, or it's at least getting more locked down. I was speaking to somebody who works at Jinx, who flew out to Katowice. Mm. Amy, Northern Amy, if you're listening.
Hello, love.
How you doing?
Hello, love.
And she was saying that the Polish authorities, they were super on top of it, even when people arrived in.
Mm.
Like, Poland must have already had, like, a quiet word in their ear that some shit was going down. Because they had the little laser things that they were aiming at people's foreheads. So I didn't know if that was... Have you seen that in the news? Yeah, turns out that's just for temperature. And then if your temperature's high, that's when they then do the proper tests. Like,
I didn't know that.
Skin or inject you with whatever it is to check if you've got it. So that's, like, phase one. And thankfully, those Jinx employees didn't have it as of arriving in Katowice. But apparently the authorities were really worried that because it was so cold, people's body temperatures were going down anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
Their little laser things weren't working effectively.
I mean, the thought of that as well is that it's got from what I've read, I'm want to sort of almost preface this with saying we don't know everything about this. By the way, we're just basically
people
going
know
off
we're
what
idiots,
we've seen.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure people are aware that we're not coming out with this as an authority.
Don't worry.
But the coronavirus doesn't have a for like I think it's like 10 to 14 days or something. There are no symptoms. It's like if you are literally playing Plague Inc. or Pandemic, where you try and get as many people infected as possible, and then you put on the one of the abilities where it makes their organs explode. So it spreads, nobody knows that they've got it, and so they just go about their business as usual, and then bish, bash, bosh, everyone's got it, then your arsehole falls out or whatever.
I don't want any of those things, to be honest, if that
it's
was offered.
Mad. So, I mean, I've... Look, we have to travel to London once a week, and I was worried. I was genuinely worried. The night before, I was thinking, like, what if? It's always that case. I know that if I get it, I'm going to be all right, realistically. Young, relatively healthy.
Handsome.
Handsome, yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking, if I get it, I'll have flu-like symptoms. It'll be horrible, but I'm not going to die. Like, it's all right on that behalf. Mm-hmm. But the amount of people that I interact with just walking back from the studio to St. Pancras train station and to King's Cross as well, so busy. So many old people that I walk past. So many, like, babies in prams and shit. And if there's just one point where I just, like, cough into, like, my arm or whatever, and just a little bit gets out, what if? And there's no way to quantify how much you're going to spread it, but I'm always going to have that worry. And the thing is, either of us could have it now, and it will be, like, 2 weeks, and I'll be like, shit, well, Cole died. There goes that podcast. Episode 35 will never happen.
Can you do episode 35 like that if I do die? And then literally publish that as episode 35. Then 36, it's back to normal. Just you and you've got Gregan. You don't even mention me. Go, hey there, my name's Stumpy. Greg goes, my name's Gregan.
Oh, that will be... Yes. I want to take this bit of me just saying, well, Carl's dead, and just have that as the cold open. But everyone knows that the actual, like, they've seen it on Twitter, on Reddit and stuff. Like, Cole, former Rocket League pro, has succumbed. I'd post
I've had
it
my
for the
picture,
karma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd post it
you'd
for the
post
karma.
It for the karma, you'd get karma.
Yeah, of course I'd get karma.
Would you donate that karma to me so I don't come back as, like, a slug or something?
What, you want me to post, give you posthumous karma? And you think that will get you out of slugdom?
I'm saying, can you translate your Reddit karma into real... Hindu, is it? Or, you know, some religious
I wouldn't
of, like
to comment because
karma.
I feel it would be insensitive to make light of their stupid religion.
Jesus Christ, you've insulted all the
what
Hindus.
What do you mean?
Why have you insulted the poor Hindus? I love Hindus. I love everyone.
No, the good ones are the Buddhists.
They're cool.
They're the ones who are just like, what happened? I don't know. Cool.
I quite like sort of good Christianity, where they genuinely want to help people and they don't think that everyone's going to hell because they once swore. Be fan of that.
That's like a lot of Charlotte's mates like that. So Big Chaz, you guys know Big Chaz. If you don't know Big Chaz, it's my girlfriend.
She's Big Chaz.
She's Big Chaz, yeah. She's the biggest Chaz I've ever goddamn met. True. And she's well into Christianity. She loves it. Big bad C word, right? All of her mates that she knows, or a load of her mates, she's got like a subset of mates who she goes to like a Christian camp thing in the like... autumn, summertime. It seems really cool. And I've met them. They are some of... I was nervous to meet them to begin with. Like, I was thinking... Because I'm... I don't like you saying I'm atheist, but I am atheist.
You're godless.
I'm a godless heathen. And I was nervous meeting them for the first time because they're all well into it. And I was thinking, realistically, are they going to like me? Because we disagree on something quite massive.
Yeah.
I was thinking, are they going to like me? They are... the sweetest people I have ever met in my life, and I absolutely adore every single one of them. They're the good ones.
Back when I was like 13, I got really fat playing Call of Duty 4 and eating Doritos, right? Mm-hmm. And the people that I played Call of Duty 4 with were all American.
Yeah.
It was me and my mate Arthur, who you've met. Oh. We used to play COD 4 with these guys.
I was about to say his last name.
They were proper American... like, fundamentalist Christians, right? Mm. And they loved us. They were like, hey, you're our British guys. And they took the piss out of each other. And, you know, they were all sort of multicultural, so they'd have all these weird sort of racy things. They'd take the piss out of each other. And it was quite fun to just sit and listen to, right? But then when it came to Christianity, they firmly believed that Arthur and I were going to hell.
Oh, like, that's annoying.
That was the conversation. It was like, I'd be like, do we really have to? Do we deserve that? And they were like, well, if you don't believe in God, then there you go. So... I guess if I am dead by episode 35, exactly, that's pretty much it. My mum once got on the mic to speak to them, because my mum had to be on my computer in my room.
Yeah.
And I was sort of saying this, and I was like, oh, my mum's looking at me now, because I'm talking about me going to hell. And they all start, like, giggling, because it was quite funny, it was, like, innocent and childish,
okay,
you know what I mean?
But actually, in their head, they're thinking, this godless Brit.
Yeah, well, no, they were more thinking it's his choice, so we're not going to be sad about it.
Like, okay, fair enough.
We've tempted him to come into heaven, but he doesn't fancy it, so, you know, it's not our problem.
Yeah,
we can still be friends in the meantime. And then I was like, oh, Mum, do you want to speak to them? Like, as a joke. And she did. And she was sort of saying to them, like, you know, I don't think it's right that just because people believe in something different, they should go to hell. And I think my mum got to them, I believe.
Oh!
Yeah.
If you were these kids who spoke to Cole's mum on Call of Duty back in the day, comment. Drop
I
a
can
comment.
Say three names. start of like an online name. I'll say okay. Keen, JDA, or Bond.
Wow, you actually remember them?
Yeah, mate, they were. I've still got them on Facebook, a lot of them.
Can you message them? And just out of nowhere, just say,
all right.
Just to catch up, am I still going to hell? I just want to make sure I've got my affairs in order.
Is it my fault coronavirus is taking over the planet? Is that the Four Horsemen?
Oh, maybe it is. Oh, that'd be annoying. If this is your fault, I'm livid with you.
For not believing in God. There's a lot more heathenistic people than me, mate.
Yeah, but you're ginger and you don't believe in God. You're a double whammy.
I'm literally a ginger stepchild.
Yeah, exactly. And you're godless. You son of a bitch. Your mum's a bitch as well. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
She is. Wow. So, yeah, there's a lot of events have been postponed / cancelled and whatever. And something that I found very interesting is that esports seems to be doing an incredible job of being sensible with all of this. Whereas real sports is absolutely not. So I saw a picture yesterday, I think it was, of in the UK, there's some horse racing, which I'm not going to get into the ethics of that. But there's some horse racing.
Loads of money on that. I love it.
Yeah, I know Cole loves it. And it was a picture of all of the people at Cheltenham who were just gathered, like just watch horse races, put bets on whatever, wear nice hats and stuff. And it was absolutely ramo. It was packed beyond all belief. Football games are still going ahead. The NBA has now been cancelled. I don't really know what that entails, but that's now not going ahead. It's postponed for a little bit.
You should say the football games in the UK are still going ahead.
Sorry,
as
yeah,
of this
UK.
Morning,
yeah.
La Liga, that's the Spanish league, that's been delayed because somebody from Real Madrid's basketball team has been found to have it. And I believe that Real Madrid, they train... Their players train, the basketball team and the football team train in like the same area. Obviously,
okay.
Some of them use hoops and other ones use goals, I presume. They're not
naturally.
Just sort of mixing and matching like that.
Ronaldo's there being like, no, I've bagged the hoop today. And someone goes, no, it's a Maya hoop. I cannot play in a goal in it.
Mom, Zinedine Zidane, he's taking the hoop again.
He just comes over and fucking nuts it.
Yeah, right. But yeah, so this is just in England where they are completely insistent that everything will go on as usual. We will keep calm, we will carry on, and if 55% of us die, then so be it. We'll be fine, yes. Well, it'll be all right, won't it?
My opinion is that's really fucking stupid.
Yeah,
I don't know why sports seems to have... Or, sorry, whenever I'm going to say sports, but I mean UK, Premier League, basically.
Yep.
Why they are going ahead and just continuing
money.
Anyway. Money. But then there's rumours that there's a meeting, I think, happening today that could change if the Premier League is able to carry on for a little bit or if they're going to play all matches behind closed doors, which will be really weird to have 60,000-seat stadiums empty apart from the players. It will be weird.
I haven't seen a behind-closed-doors stadium match yet, but I know that PSG, who bloody went through, the bastards. Like, why would... They're the bad guys.
Yeah.
They're the ultimate bad guys, PSG. And they decided to go through yesterday at the expense of...
Dortmund,
yeah. So that's sad. But they played in an empty stadium. And it's not even because of quarantine. And that's the last time I'll ever make that joke.
Nice. It's not the last time the internet will ever make that joke.
No, true.
There's going to be so many, like, home crowd jokes made on, like, Twitter that will get 2,500 likes and I'll be annoyed.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's an interesting time at the moment for, will this all blow over? Probably not in a decent amount of time. Does it make sense to cancel everything? In the long run, maybe not. But we are of the opinion here at Subpar Incorporated that it is better to be safe than sorry. If you can take any precautions you can, do it. I know that I messaged my mum this morning, actually, because it's Mother's Day coming up in the UK as well. So there's a lot of people who are going to go and visit. If you're older, visit your older parents. I guess your parents are always older, no matter how old you are. But unless you're adopted. Can somebody who's younger than
or
you
from
adopt
Liverpool.
You?
I bet in Liverpool somewhere there's a mum that's younger than her daughter. She had it so young that somehow her daughter has overtaken her in age.
Her daughter Benjamin buttoned her.
Yeah. Fucking scum.
Yeah, you've gone big on that sentence. Can you have...
I love Liverpool.
Can you be adopted by anybody who is younger than you?
Like,
could I adopt you?
You can have an uncle or an auntie that's younger.
Yeah, yeah,
if it just happens by coincidence.
Yeah, but that's fine.
You can have a step family member.
Yeah, no, again, that still makes sense. But I'm on about legally, can you adopt?
No, I know, I know. I'm just going through some examples of... What is it they talk about in law? They say there's precedent. I'm looking for precedent. And the precedent is you can be younger than somebody who's normally older than you.
There we are. Can you adopt someone older than you? On r/no stupid questions, this is my
place. Go on, what's the answer? Yeah, true.
If the older person needed a guardian for supervision, then yes, it is possible. You'd not be adopting them, you'd just be acting as a legal guardian to the person. So there's somebody older than you who's like... got, I don't know, some kind
dementia.
Of...
dementia.
Yeah, dementia. You can then become their legal guardian, but...
Stumpy.
It doesn't look like you can become a legal guardian of a competent person who is older than you.
Stumpy.
Yeah, hello.
My memory's pretty bad, and I might be suffering from early onset dementia. If I asked you, mm-hmm. truthfully, to be my legal guardian and look after me for the rest of my life, because I forget things a lot. So you would do, you do that for me? Would you do that for
But
me?
You remember the name of three kids on PS Live, like, 10 years ago.
I also remember your mum's name now. Finally, I've locked in a way to... I won't say it, but I finally remembered a way to... or figured
probably
out a way
can
to
say it. No, no, say it. Go
can
on.
I say your mum's first name? Okay,
yeah.
So I always forget. So basically, yesterday, we were walking to the Jinx Studios, right?
Actually, say it, and then Stumpy, bleep it. I'll give you some more work.
For fuck's sake. And Stumpy remembers the names of my niece and nephew, which really touched me. Like, that's
yeah,
so
Niamh
sweet.
And William.
Yeah, I must have
mentioned it. You have to bleep them now.
Cheers, man. I must have mentioned it like 4 months ago, right? And then I was like, oh, Stampy, that's really touching. Like, I still don't remember your mum's name.
Who you've
and
met.
You're like, how do you not? Yeah, I've met her. I don't remember what she looks like, but I've definitely met her. I remember. I was in your house, I think.
Nope.
No, I was in your house. I was. It was your surprise party. It was your flat.
Oh, my flat. Oh, okay. I think my parents'
1-0
house.
1-0 cool car.
No, but then the other time. Oh, you met her twice then because she also came to your house.
Yes, for the car.
For the car? Yeah.
Yes.
So I bought a cool. car off Cole's house, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, I finally figured out a way to remember your mum's name. And that is that you used to work in a bank.
Yeah.
And in a bank, you get debit cards or debit cards. And your mum's name is...
Bleep. Nice.
They'll never figure it out.
They're
so subtle.
I think they will.
No, they won't. Debit cards.
Everyone is so easily going to figure that out. You're going to have to blank about 4 things in that sentence to obfuscate my mum's name.
By the way, sorry, I didn't say earlier, I was meant to. I've got pretty bad memory, so I was wondering
Shut up. No.
Would you be my legal... You never answered, would you be my legal guardian?
I think if it came down to it, I would. And I'd drain your bank account. I watched this thing at the gym... where there was this old person living in like sort of assisted living, and she like had a load of her money was like disappearing from her room, and so her like sister, who was still like completely fine, set up a secret camera, all that stuff, and there was a whole report on it, and it ended up being this woman was like putting money away like in a piggy bank or purse or whatever on the shelf. And then she was thinking, oh, is there going to be like, one of the carers that comes in and steals it? We're going to nab them. It turns out it was almost getting the money, just flushing it down the toilet.
Literally.
Literally just grabbed it. I was like, weird. And just puts it in the toilet, just flushes it. And her sister's like, for fuck, don't do that.
That
she's like, oh, fair play.
Is prophetic about the toilet roll shortage because of coronavirus. And we've come full circle.
Crazy. Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. If you guys... have changed any of your habits? Because that's another question I was going to have. If you changed any of your habits due to this outbreak, let us know. Because I'm intrigued. Like this morning, I was going to go to the gym. And I didn't. Because I didn't necessarily want to go out and exert myself and then maybe like cough or whatever out with other people around. So I took that step to just not go out and go to the gym. Because I'm worried that, say for example, I do have it by some freak accident... Mm-hmm. Then I don't want to... It's worth me missing gym for a week to make sure that people are safe.
I can see the gyms calling it a day. They'll be one of the first things because they're so germy.
University
and they're
literally gyms
apparently
are shutting.
Sharing sweat. That's what you do. Even if you wipe it after. The fact that you're having to wipe it means that there's a problem there.
Yeah.
As for me changing habits, yesterday I did a wee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards I washed my hands.
Yeah. You can't... That's not it.
So that was weird, wasn't it?
No, not really.
But that.
I think most would describe that as normal. I just piss on my hands. It's all water.
Yeah, just wash it with that for 20 seconds.
I open up the cistern at the back and wash them in there, and then it flushes through.
You pull the flush thing,
yeah, exactly,
from the actual cistern.
You know those like the toilet block things, like the blue like discs, yeah, to like make your toilet water blue, as if you're in like a fancy hotel. I use them just as hand soap.
Ah, lovely.
And, that's why my hands look are slightly blue. See,
and really good toothpaste.
It's good. Just get like a cheese grater. Get some on your brush. Imagine taking a cheese grater to your teeth. Oh
no.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not. I refuse.
I simply shan't, sir.
I shall not imagine that.
I shan't. So, talking of a good event, before we get on to the big matches of RLCS, because we did have a doubleheader weekend, the European Invitational, a $20,000 tournament. Woo! Run by Johnny Boy and InCivic, sponsored by Psyonix as well, the go-ahead by Psyonix. I don't know what their involvement is necessarily with it. I believe InCivic is putting up the money for it. If you guys don't know InCivic, by the way, he is a fella who I believe is in the Middle East. And he is he wants to make sure the Rocket League streamers, personalities, pros, and tournaments are all taken care of with, presumably, his quite a lot of money. For example, he gifted us 100 subs on Twitch out of nowhere, so I was never talking to him. He's given Shogun, I think he gave Shogun like a grand. Yeah. He's given so many streamers so much money. He's an incredible
lots
guy. And now, yeah, he's working on a tournament with Johnny Boy called the European Invitational. Now, it's a tournament that has got the best teams, or a lot of the best teams in Europe right now. So it's all the RLCS teams in Europe, and then some of the RLRS teams. There was also an open qualifier. So you've got teams like Dingshouse, Barcelona, Vitality, Endpoint. Then it goes down to Triple Trouble, We Them Girls. And you've also then got Sandrock Gaming, which is InCivic's team. And that has got on it Ahmed, Senzo, and O Khaled. So basically, it almost seems like he's thinking, how can I get my team on the forefront of esports and show that they are competitive? Mm-hmm. And they are very competitive. It's a four-group system. There's 2 weeks of group play, and then it goes into a playoff finals. And it is, thus far, very spicy. It is very good gameplay.
Yeah, Johnny Boy's done a fantastic job switching between being a streamer, thanking subs, all that shit he has to do for his, you know, for his job, for his career, and then snapping into the analysis mode, being a great caster, entertaining people, just being fucking good at what he does. Bringing back those DreamHack vibes of him and Shogi. So yeah, congratulations to Johnny Boy. I've genuinely, like, I'm in a better place now personally with RL Esports than I've ever been. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever it's on, I'm like, I can't wait to watch this. Oh, they lost at the weekend. I wonder if they'll be better this week. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And having the Invitational sandwiched between RLCS weekends is the fucking best, because you can say, Veloce were finally beaten at the weekend in RLCS. I wonder if that's going to shake them in their midweek game against SGE. They're against Servette Geneva Esports, which they'll probably beat, but who knows? Maybe not. The RLRS teams are struggling. Making the RLCS teams struggle, which is interesting in its own right, because it's like the difference in playstyles, blah, 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 blah. It's all just bloody brilliant. And yeah, looking at the results so far, I'd say the biggest winners compared to what we'd expect from them have been Notorious Legion, who went 3-0 in a group with Dignitas, ASM, and TSM. And also, as you mentioned, Sandrock Gaming, the Middle Eastern team. These guys have never had a chance to face off against the proper teams in any sort of tournament. This is their chance. The pressure on them, it's weird because they're the underdogs, and yet the pressure on them is high. Because if they get dicked 7-0 every game, no one's going to be saying, oh, they should be in RLCS.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? They're literally representing their region. They're forging opportunities for themselves and for the rest of the teams that they've been scrimming against all this time. So it's bloody amazing that they're 2-0 so far, with one more game to come against Vitality, which is tonight in our time.
I think it's all well and good, especially with these Middle Eastern teams saying, yeah, no, we can compete, and having 20 people also say, yeah, no, they are really good. I watched a Middle Eastern tournament for 30 quid and a gallon of oil. But actually, when you have them compete against the RLCS teams, and like they took down SNG, and SNG beat Vitality, for example. Yeah. They also beat We Dem Girls. it's a really, really good standing for them. And I'm very excited to see how it goes. The viewership as well has been really good. It's been around 3,500 to 6,000 people viewing at any given moment, as well as them also being put on YouTube. And what I think is fantastic is that this is I think it's a taster event from Psyonix to like gauge interest from the relatively non-hardcore fans. Because you've got people who will watch the Johnny Boy 1v1s. I don't personally, I'm not too into 1v1s. But you've got people who will watch them. You will see the show matches and all that. But 3v3 is a different beast. And if they see this viewership from a third-party channel for a person who is not known for doing 3v3s, and it's still getting this good viewership, it's getting this good reception on the subreddit as well, on Twitter, on everything, I think it's almost, it's a test. Do people want this kind of tournament?
And bear in mind as well that despite Johnny Boy doing really well for himself and forging his career, he is one bloke with no webcam currently. It's just him and his voice, a couple of basic graphics, talking over some Rocket League. Let's say, I don't know, Rocketeers. Who was it that ran the Thunderdome? It was Rocketeers. Was it
that was Rocketeers GG.
Yeah. If Rocketeers.gg say, oh, let's run another event, suddenly, like in the same way, an online thing, suddenly they could be having face cams and have a bit more production value. And the next one after that could be Rocket Baguette, and they increase it more. And suddenly there's this whole pool of third-party organisers competing against each other, essentially, to put on the best possible show. And the overall winner is Psyonix, Rocket League Esports, and Rocket League Esports fans. Like, this cannot be... And the players as well, there's so much more to play.
Yeah, it's that revitalisation of the third-party TOs, where you've seen... Like, I can't remember which one it was. Was it Rewind that had to shut down? And Rival had to shut down as well. Something like that. And it's a big shame.
Oh, so, in general, you mean? Sorry, you mean, like, completely? I thought you
As in, like, in the last year or so. Like, there's been much less of these tournaments. It also ties in with the live online regional tournaments that Psyonix has said that they're going to do because of the lack of Worlds. So maybe this is all ends up feeding into one big thing, and it ends up becoming a bit of a behemoth that it can end up being. And maybe this is now where Epic finally come into it, and they're really putting their stamp on the esport.
Well, esports in general are going to have to make a decision about how much they value online events. So there's a CSGO event that I don't know which one it is. I've just seen it announced. I think
ESL.
It's an IM thing or something. Is it ESL?
I
believe
it's
going to be offline.
Yeah.
And they basically said, we'll do it all online. And no one's going to be saying the quality will be as good. Lag is a factor, blah, 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 blah. But the question is, for those at the very top, is say you have $1 million on a LAN, right, where everything is perfect and you know that if someone gets the headshot, they really did. There's no question of lag, etc. And then you have to move it online. Do you then reduce that $1 million, bank that for later, and take it down to, say, 50,000? I'm making these numbers up out of nowhere. And take it down to $50,000, right? Or do you say, no, there's $1 million on this event. It's going to have the same teams. Let's just keep that in the prize
pool. Yeah, we've budgeted for it regardless, I suppose.
Yeah, and I don't know the answer to that question. It's something that we're going to have to see. There's going to be one that's going to make a statement, I reckon, whether it's CSGO or League of Legends. Something is going to say, someone is going to say, this year is the year of the internet being in charge, and we're going to buy into that, and we're putting in a massive prize pool for this online event.
And maybe it is also going to be a good way to show the general public that esports has got something very different to real sports, because you can't.
Yes.
I saw a joke tweet saying, just seeing the NBA is cancelled, why don't they just play it online? Like, but actually, it's a really good. It's a really good point that he makes where esports can still go ahead. There are secondary backups for people to still be able to play online, still be able to compete. It's how everything started out originally. So maybe it will actually help esports in the long run because it shows that we are adaptable. We can merge to change. We are able to be more fluid than traditional sports. And maybe it even makes it feel safer than traditional sports.
Yeah,
I don't know.
True.
It's very dynamic at the moment. And think of how much changed cold in the last week. In the next week, where actually more symptoms come out and we get to see more real numbers of people, it's going to get even more crazy.
Well, put it like this for how much things have changed. A week ago, we were surprised, disappointed but surprised, that the RLCS LAN had been cancelled. At this point now, if Psyonix were still saying, yeah, Dallas will go ahead, we would be saying they're crazy. We would think they were delusional. So the general thought of what companies at the top should do with regards to their offline events has completely shifted. Mm-hmm. Like, on the show yesterday, we were reporting on the fact that Insomnia 66 was still going on. Mm-hmm. And part of me thinks they can only do what the UK government is recommending. If the UK government says it's fine, it's fine. The other part of me thinks they really should just cancel it.
Just wait.
Just call it. Yeah, I mean, just call it a day.
So with I-66, it's in the middle of April. And that, to me, doesn't seem like long enough away. I imagine they are taking full precautions, and we're not calling them out and saying they should 100% cancel, because I imagine
they're
more than we
instincts.
Do. Of course,
exactly,
yeah. But it's interesting, to say the least, that they are continuing to say we are fine. And maybe that changes. Maybe even when this podcast ends up coming out, that it does end up changing. But we will see. It's an interesting time we're in as well, because it's... I don't want to get too political, but we've also got the US government and Trump previously saying it's been blown out of proportion, it's just the flu, lol, don't worry too much about it. And then today, the US has imposed the biggest travel restrictions I really can think of. There is no travel between the US and Europe, brackets, except the UK, lol. I don't know why that is. That just seems a bit weird. Maybe because we're an island.
Just go from France to the UK to America. Easy. Sort
yeah, exactly.
Bish, bash, bosh. Who's going to be the loser there? Everyone.
It's very interesting that there is that amount of pressure, obviously, at the top, where they've gone from one day literally saying, don't worry about it, it's fine, to then moving on and saying, actually, there's no trade, by the way, either. No travel. No anything between Europe and America. And there was a thing I saw the other day where there was a press conference that they had where one of the people who attended that tested positive for coronavirus after the fact, and people who attended that meeting included Pence and Trump. And so people have said, like, in the there was a clip where they said, hey, have you guys been tested for coronavirus, by the way? And Trump goes, thank you.
Oh, God.
And just walks out. And Pence's like, I'm going to, we're going to see what the doctors have to say. Any more
Trump
questions?
Is patient zero. Get it trending.
Hashtag
Trump is patient zero.
Pace Trump zero.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks has got it. Which is weird. How old is Tom Hanks?
Old is Tom Hanks? Old, man.
Is he? He's Tom not Hanks. 60 plus, is he?
He, my friend, is 63.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it's been said that he has confirmed that he has got coronavirus after filming something in Australia with his wife as well. There was the mortality rate of, like, people who have coronavirus at the moment, out of everybody, is like 2 or 3%, like, relatively low. Mm-hmm. But if you are a smoker, then the percentage is around 10% mortality. That is worrying because Tom Hanks and his wife, I believe, both used to smoke quite heavily and so still have the effects of smoking, and they're in the older generation as well. If Tom Hanks dies because of coronavirus...
Reboot the world. Restart.
That is horrific.
That is horrific. Poor old Tommy H, man. He'll be fine. He'll get good hospital people, they'll inject him with, like, not coronavirus
and
stuff.
There isn't a no coronavirus. No. There's not an anti-coronavirus.
That takes a while, doesn't it? I really hope, like, basically in years to come, all the conversations that people are happening right now that are on public record, so every Twitch stream, every debate on TV, this podcast, other podcasts, right, all of it is going to be used to study one of two things. One, what people thought when coronavirus was just growing, right? Back when, before we realised just how devastating it was.
Yeah.
Or it will be an inquest into sort of public panic and how we all sort of bought into this thing that ended up being not that bad.
Yeah.
But either way, we genuinely are living in fascinating times right now. And I think that in 30 years' time, we'll be talking to kids and we'll be saying, oh, yeah, but I remember in 2020, the Premier League got cancelled. And the kids be like, what do you mean? I never go to the Premier League. It's a legal obligation to watch it. Be like, no, it didn't happen for an entire half season. Liverpool never won the Premiership. It was massive.
God, imagine if they don't. Imagine if it just gets called off. No, start again.
That
Liverpool like, what
funny.
The fuck?
That would be a little bit funny.
It would be a massive laugh. And then they just fuck it. They finish eighth.
It would be the only silver lining other than Shogun getting back to RLCS.
The dream, maybe, by the way. Yeah. No, it's crazy. If you guys think that we are overreacting, for example, or if we're underreacting, or if you have any opinions, which you definitely do, by the way, about coronavirus, make sure that you comment on YouTube, because I want to go through and just read what people have to say. Make that your public record of when you look back in 3 years, what did I think about coronavirus at
if
the
you can
time?
Look back in 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. When the internet's, you know,
a hamster on a wheel.
So yeah, no, it's very interesting times. Let us know what you think in the comments, because I'm really, really intrigued. Also, like and subscribe. We're nearly 100,000 subs.
Oh yeah, we've been saying that for 6 months.
Yeah, but now
I've been saying that for 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a cool project planned for the for our 100,000 celebration.
I mean, that's not a secret. It's something
a bit
to
of a secret.
Doinks.
That's all
I
we know.
Yeah. What it is to do with doinks?
What is it to do with doinks? If you guys want to submit your doink to our special secret super 100K celebration thing, then go on our Discord. discord.gg/subparpitnhd, and then go to the Doinks Only channel and upload your replay with the replay file. And, you know, you'll get in there, lol. We need as many as we can get. Shall we talk about big matches and the general trends of RLCS?
Apparently, Kim Jong-un has fled North
Let's
Korea.
Let's not.
Apparently, I just seen that.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. He's, I don't think... I saw that and thought, that seems silly. Because who the fuck is visiting North Korea?
Yeah, you're right. Let's talk about Rocket. It feels weird. It does feel weird to talk about Rocket League. I think that's why we're keeping this conversation going. It feels like there are bigger problems in the world. But there are always bigger problems in the world. So let's chat Rocket League.
Exactly. Now, I've called this Big Match Talk. That's what I want to talk about, because I want to look at North America to begin with, because we saw something just incredible this last weekend just gone. So we had the double header of Rocket League this weekend. It was a total of around 20 hours of Rocket League streamed in 3 days. Gibbs, Leaf, and all of the boys over on Rocket League. Shogun, I did that, was only there for 1 day, the little pussy.
Right,
the others
there for
the other two. Yeah, exactly.
I tried.
They did an incredible job of... They kept the same theme from hour 1 to hour 20. It was amazing. The broadcast obviously been moved online, and it was lovely to see Gibbs just chilling out like a dad in his basement or whatever, just talking about Rocket League like the good old days. It was really good, so... Huge props to those guys. Gibbs' voice did end up dying, bless him, but hopefully he'll be okay.
I was going to say, I've loved watching Leaf and Gibbs' dynamic change now they're at home. Because normally, everyone's bantering with everyone, right? And it's sort of fairly even. Mm-hmm. But since moving home, Leaf is like a kid in a candy shop. He's there making jokes. He's talking about Leaf's lovely lounge.
Yeah.
He's having a great time, having a laugh about it. And Gibbs has taken on the role of the moody father, who's just sat there. Every time Leaf makes a pun, Gibbs is like, I'm too old for this
shit.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly,
Leaf
he does.
Puns
and
when
I think
the
it works
so
well.
Good.
Yeah, they're great.
No, it's really good. The dynamic is incredible. So well done to those guys. They did a really good job. They've transitioned to online league play incredibly well. And that's not an easy thing to do. We saw some teething problems. Even the flight, realistically, every day we saw some teething problems where they were talking over each other. But I can't stress how much easier it is to cast in real life with somebody when they're next to you. And you can because they use hand signals. We're not with me and Cole have casted at the Elite Series or wherever we've been. We use hand signals to say stop or continue going. I'm looking for something. And people don't know that they happen. Those guys no longer have that. Like, it's very, very impressive how they've done it. So well done. Their transition has been realistically pretty flawless.
As good as it can have been, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So... The biggest result from this weekend, and one that everybody's going to want us to talk about, it's Mother Effin' Cloud9, son. They won their second series of the entire season this weekend. So they won the first one in week 3 against Flight. That's fine, because Flight is shit and bad. But they 3-0'd NRG! What
NRG.
The fuck?
So, like, first off, I just want to say that looking at Cloud9's results, it is possible to paint their season as not being as bad as it looked. And maybe that's reactionary, right? Week one, they lost 3-0. Fair enough. Week two, they lost 3-2 to Rogue. If that final game, which came to overtime, goes the other way, they're 1-1 and they're doing all right. Mm-hmm. Week three, they beat Flight comfortably, which is a team that other teams have been struggling to put away. Mm-hmm. Week four,
well, one other team.
They got a game against G2. They lost 3-1 to G2. No shame in that. Week five, they lost 3-1 to SSG. Getting a game against SSG. No real shame in that. Not for a top team, but for a team that's not as disastrous as Cloud9 is looking. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, they've beaten NRG 3-0. Now, if that game against Rogue had gone the other way, right? Yep. Then their worst result for the season is the first game of the week. The first week.
Yeah.
The first result of the season. Yeah. So actually, maybe it's not as bad as we all thought. They're 2-4 now. It's salvageable.
It really is. They can they can finish 5-4. Just if they manage to beat SQ, GG, and PK, they can finish 5-4.
I'd give them one of those, I think. I see them losing to SQ.
Yeah.
I can see them beating GG if GG don't play well. Mm-hmm. And then I think PK will do them on the day, even though Pittsburgh Knights are inconsistent.
I think SQ they lose to. I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would say that they would. And I think, yeah, I'm the same. I think both GG and PK are up in the air. I can see that going 2-0, 1-all, or 2-0.
I think it's very interesting. What I would say is it's up to their opponents to beat them. If GG and PK play well, they'll both beat Cloud9. But Cloud9 will have to face them on the right day.
It was interesting looking at Justin and stream the next day because people were, I think, quite fairly, to be honest, thinking, did they deliberately throw?
Yeah, so I can see why people were asking that question. I also see why Justin responded that way, by the way, because talk about that to your mates, but don't say it to him, because that suddenly becomes an accusation rather than a fun conversation.
So what Justin said was that somebody asked him in the chat, or he didn't ask him, I think he put it in Justin's chat, so Justin's going to read it, because he's, by the way, never seen a stream before. He's a really fucking good streamer.
Yeah,
he's
good.
Fantastic. He's funny. He he over-exaggerates stuff, which is amazing. He is obviously very good at the game. Honestly, if you're going to watch a streamer, go watch Justin. I might be very late to this party of realizing how good he is, but he's fantastic. We'll get him on the podcast at some point. So,
yes, please.
Sony put in his chat saying, I can't believe that Cloud9 3-0'd NRG. NRG definitely threw. Then Fireburner, coach for C9 and used to play on NRG, coincidence or something like that. And Justin Lee was like, fuck off, shut up. Like, Stumpy, why would we...
Hello. Could you cue the clip and I'll put it in?
Do you want me to cue? Hey, here's the clip.
Jesus Christ.
That was a good cue. What the fuck do you mean?
For fuck's sake, because now I can't cut that because you sound like a... Just say...
No, you've done
it.
No, Cole.
You can actually get Justin saying it. Just say that.
Okay, right. Here's the clip.
Like, there's something called playing bad. Big deal. Who cares? We didn't fucking throw. Like, we throw and fucking ruin our careers for throwing? Like, why the fuck would we do that? If you have to be the most brain-dead person I've ever seen in my chat, someone ban him, please. Holy fuck.
You're
a nightmare. And then we come back in 3, 2, 1. Hey, we're back. Cool clip, that. So Justin said that in response.
Why do you hate that so much? It's so useful.
No, I didn't. I don't. What the hell? I threw to it.
Oh, you are dripping in contempt, my man.
Mate, I threw to it. You can't be annoyed at me for that. If you record a bit after this...
We can actually hear it, guys.
No! Stop. Don't you dare.
You've just realised that though you're the host, I hold the power here as the editor.
You son
of a bitch. That's finally made sense to you.
I can't believe you. Fucking edit monkey over there in the corner having all the power. So he ended up saying that. And I think it was pretty justified. Like, it seemed very genuine where he was like, why the fuck would we throw? Like, there's no point. If we got, say for example, we did and we got found out for that, that's our careers ruined. Throwing would get us banned from the RLCS.
Rightly
Why
so.
On earth would we ever do that? And I think it's interesting. He basically said, we played like shit. We were terrible. We were just bad. And Cloud9...
They were worse than bad, to be fair. They were just... I mean, I don't... It's harsh, because I don't want to take anything away from Cloud9. And they did play great, and Gimmick and Squishy were sort of combining in ways we haven't really seen this season. Torment was solid, blah, blah, blah. But NRG were really...
No, I don't want to blah, blah, blah that. Cloud9 were great. They were just straight up great. It was a Cloud9... They're still not at the point where I'd like to see them, but if this is the point that we're at in week 6, I think I'm happy. Because Torment didn't look shaky. He double committed a couple of times. And if you get rid of them, then you win games more solidly. I appreciate it was a 3-0, but some of them were sketchy. They threw away goals that they shouldn't have done. They made it harder for themselves. Mm-hmm. Torment threw himself with the ball a little bit too often, and Squishy was very much in control and didn't want that to happen. But that then started to get reduced as he went through the series, so maybe there were words had. Squishy, as fucking ever, was unbelievably solid. He was doing an incredible job of being the leader of that team, of keeping a lot of the time keeping them in check, and also pulling off some of the craziest shit that if I was on a pitch with him would inspire me to be better. Squishy is just unbelievable still.
I tell you what, if Cloud9 can finish 7th or above, there's a case for Squishy being MVP of the season. Because without him, Cloud9, with an average RCS player, Cloud9 would probably be below Flight right now.
Yeah.
Six.
I mean, Gimmick won it for week six. So he ended up getting that MVP given to him. I think that's also deserved. I think Gimmick did a really good job of finally being solid. I think the difference is Squishy has been realistically solid last season and this season. Like, he's been all right. He's been fine. He's done a very, very good job of staying at his level. Mm-hmm. And Gimmick has fucked it away quite a lot. And now he's now become that valuable player once again. He seems to have found his role. If Tillman can then get himself back up, I feel like right now he's at around 70% of him. If he can get back up, they are once again on top in North America. And I'm so up for that. Like, I loved watching Cloud9 play.
What a documentary that'd be as well. People have been asking me / Subpar for more documentaries. Mm. And the reason we haven't done any more is because the season's ongoing, lol. If we make a documentary about Scrub Killer and saying, I wonder how he's going to get on in season 9. And then a week after it's out, Scrub Killer bombs out and we're sort of building him up to do really well. Do you know what I mean? We cannot do any more really while the season's going on. Mm. After this season, though, there's so many stories that I want to tell. I'm sort of rooting for the stories that I want to write. And then if none of those happen, then we'll figure out something else to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
if anyone's wondering why I did one and then no more, that's why.
Yes. Yeah, we're not gonna pump it out for the sake of it, because we want to make sure that the story behind is a good, strong series that really does go deep into the stories behind cool shit. Mm. So, Cole, my question to you, very simply, are Cloud9 back?
No, not yet.
Cool.
Nowhere near.
Thanks,
yet.
Everybody, for listening.
They're definitely getting there. I think that you said Torment was at 70%. He's gone up to 70% from 30%.
Yes, absolutely.
But I wouldn't put money on him going up from 70 to 100 as opposed to down from 70 to 40. It could still go back the other way. He comes up against SQ. They're a new team that 2 seasons ago you'd be looking at Cloud9 to 3-0 those guys 5-0 at a time. You know, maybe they start to lose and maybe the team panic again, or maybe they go into it with too much, not confidence, but hope. We threw out NRG, we're back, they'll believe. And if it goes against them, suddenly they'll tumble and fall. So there are still so many question marks that are attached to Cloud9. But for the first time this season, they have a foothold.
Yes.
They've got something to defend. They've got some honour and integrity back, I feel. And that can go a long way in Pro Rocket League. So no, they're not back yet. But ask me at the end of the SQ game, I feel, which is their first game in week 7. Because even if they lose that but put up a fight, then maybe you can start to say there's a mid-table team there, if not the big three Cloud9 of old.
So I think next week is going to be then the big question of, are Cloud9 back? When we've seen what happens. Hopefully we'll then have a guest for that episode as well. I can't remember who said at the start, by the way, why we don't have Ronicky on right now. I can't remember if we did.
No.
So, for anybody wondering why we don't have a guest, even though we said on Twitter, at SubparPitNHD, that we were going to have Ronicky on, unfortunately, something unavoidable has happened, and he's not able to join us for this. Don't worry, he did not flake out on us. He hasn't ignored us. He's been in full communication, and unfortunately, something unavoidable has occurred, and he's not able to join us. However, he will be on for another episode of the Podyssey. He said he wants to be. We'd love to have him on. Your questions were all brilliant.
Yes.
So we'll continue with the evergreen questions that can be asked whenever, and we'll put out another tweet close to the time as well. So keep an eye on our Twitter, because you get to ask pros the questions. What a world. So yeah, Ronicky, hopefully we'll get to chat to him soon, is the dream.
Mm.
It should be good. Were there any teams from Europe that you wanted to chat about? So I think the biggest story has just been Cloud9 and coronavirus.
Yeah. I think coronavirus is dominating everything, including this podcast.
Mm.
Fatality Dignitas was good.
Very good series, yeah. Oh, yeah, the reverse sweep, actually, yeah, of Vitality versus Dignitas, which was just horrible to watch. As a diehard Dignitas fan and as a person who wants Vitality to lose often, I am very upset that Vitality ended up eking that win and also meaning that Dignitas get their first loss. It's a shame. No one's happy.
I'm a massive Dignitas fan. I'm not against Vitality at all. I like watching them do the pretty things with their cars. So I think we agree on Dignitas. We don't necessarily agree on Vitality. I know that Gregan supports Vitality as well. He was rooting for them to win. But yeah, that was a hell of a game. Yep. Other than
end point.
Fairly, yeah.
End point picking up their win, baby. Sitting in seventh.
Oh, yeah.
That's their spot for the season.
That's the way you predicted. Mouse beating Veloce 3-0. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So that was a... There was nothing that Veloce could do. That when I was watching, I didn't think Veloce... Apart from game one where it was a close overtime, it was literally a 0-0 going into a 3.5 minute overtime and then Mouse ended up taking it. There wasn't much that I thought Veloce were bringing to the table that Mouse couldn't just straight up counter or do better themselves.
That's sort of what I expected from Veloce coming into this season, to be able to beat the lower teams and lose to the bigger ones. And Mouse are really emerging as probably one of the best form teams in Europe at
they're
the moment.
Finally
they're
finally doing
well. Yeah, they're doing well in TEI as well. They beat Espanyol. 3-1. That sounds like something a dog breeder would say. The Espanyol fucking punted it into the stratosphere. A little yapping shit. They beat Espanyol.
Espanyol.
3-2.
Espanyol.
I fucking like Mouse. I like how they play. I like their style. I like their swagger.
It seems like Scrub has actually figured out what the fuck is going on that team now as well. Where he was trying to sort of not... He wasn't sort of bringing his own flair to it, where maybe he should have been. Maybe he was trying to sort of merge into a role as opposed to coming in with the role that he is a world champion at. And Mao should adapt to him instead, which was fun. AS Monaco didn't look like they were going to go down too hard against Reciprocity. Ended up being a 3-1. Monaco doing much better than I thought that they would, to be honest. Reciprocity, though, did not look... hugely confident in that series. The games were close. Only one of them was over two goals difference.
Rec are not in form at all at the moment, but they are coming up against TSM this weekend. So hopefully
easy
for
win.
Them, that's a chance to bounce and get some swagger going and get some confidence, because their game after that is against Dignitas. The season closer is Reciprocity versus Dignitas, which would be probably first and second... in the power rankings at the start of the season. I'd say Dignitas have lived up to the hype. Reciprocity, as of right now, very much haven't. So they'll basically have a chance to spoil Dignitas's near-perfect record of that final game. But Dignitas will be favourite there.
Yeah, I think my game of the season, if I was to re-jig them around, I'd say it's Dig Barca or Dig Vitality.
Vitality for me, just over Barca.
Yeah, I mean, they were both incredible games, or both incredible series. One going a favourite dig and one decidedly not.
Should we see what's going on in NA this weekend?
Yeah, let's have a little gander. Let's see what's going on.
So we know about Cloud9 facing SQ and Ghost Gaming. Flight against SQ.
I've just seen that.
Every week, I politely, humbly request that one of the series is going to be a 7-0, 6-1, 10-0. I want the big series where a team just obliterates our opponent every single game. And it never happens. There's always that one in the middle. A team will go 2-0 up in matches, and then game three will come along, and the other team will win 2-1. And then the fourth game is back to 6-0, right? I want the full blowout. And if it's Flight on the receiving end of it, that'll be worth the wait.
The dream. I think SQ can do it.
Yeah,
SQ can deliver the wrecking ball to their dumb faces.
Did you see the interview with Shock after on Monday?
Might have been asleep.
He's a really chill bloke. He seemed awesome. He was likeable. He's ginger as well. So that's a win.
His personality is that he's ginger.
Mate, I've been, and I'm not alone here, I've been sort of singing his praises since the start of this season. After game one, I was like, wow, this guy's legit. You can just tell there's something about his gameplay that's a little bit unique. And I didn't realise then that he was a ginger boy. So, Shock, if you're listening, you're fucking awesome, man. Keep it up. He seems lovely. Man. Really good to chat to.
Shock, are you 50 quid to dye your hair?
I'm really glad you said your hair at the end of that sentence.
Just cut me there. I'll give you 50 quid to dye. Yeah, I think Fly SQ will be an absolutely banging match. NRG G2. And I... and Ghost C9 and PKEU looks pretty good. Mm. I think it's the first two basically are going to be a win for SQ, a win for Space Station, and then it gets fun.
Well, Cloud9 SQ could be fun, but you're right, probably not.
Could, yeah, it could be. But it's like how we came into NRG Cloud9 and thought that's going to be a blowout. And then it ended up being the other way.
I've got a feeling NRG G2 is going to be disappointing. I don't know why. I can see it being like a 3-1 to G2 when none of the games are that great, or something scrappy.
You reckon scrappy? That would be interesting.
Yeah.
So that's your prediction for that.
Yeah.
I think that is our 7-0, our 10-3 match. I think it's going to be huge. But otherwise, everybody, thank you ever so muchly for listening to this episode of the Subpar Poddy. See, if you want to get better at Rocket League, go to gamersready.com. That is GamersRDY.com. And you are able to just have a little gander at some of their services. You can also go to shop.subpar.gg. Now, with that, that's a new plug. Shock. It is our merch store with Gamers Apparel. Brilliant, guys. And there are some absolutely world-class designs on there. Some lovely hoodies. There's some officially, unofficially mugs. There's going to be an officially, unofficially t-shirt on there as well shortly. So keep an eye out for that. There's stitched hats. All the stuff with our logo on it is properly stitched as well. So the shorts that we've got, which I'm actually currently wearing, it's a full-on stitched logo in there. They're amazing. So go to shop.subpar.gg. And for 10% off, use code PODDYC, all one word. I think you can do it uppercase or lowercase, doesn't really matter. But to apply the discount, it's not a checkout. You do it on the individual item pages. So it's like on the right-hand side at the bottom. It says like apply discount code. So PODDYC, and you get 10% off at shop.subpar.gg.
Cool. I'll do that. I'll get myself some merch.
You've already got some. What do you think of it?
What? I love it, actually. It's really good. It's genuinely really nice. I think merch in general has improved in quality over the years. Long gone are the days where they just slapped a logo on.
Yeah.
Like a sticker form. It's like, it's proper nowadays.
Yeah, but everyone else is a shit, but ours is really good and ours is worth
That's what I meant. Our one in general is better.
And they're also really well priced. Like a hoodie is like 24 quid or something. Like, and it's actually a lovely hoodie. Like I just wear it as my normal one and I really like it, so do that.
And if the world does run out of toilet paper, you can use our hoodie.
Very good point. If you guys get anything from there, make sure that you post it on Twitter at subparbnhd and we will shower you with compliments. That's a cool, cold guarantee.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Everybody, have a fantastic rest of your day. Let us know if you buy our merch or if you go to Gamers Ready. Otherwise, stay tuned for the next episode of the Poddy C. I love you all. Don't die of coronavirus.
Yeah. It's, sorry it's been a weird episode today, but it had to be, I guess. Bye.
In a bit.